Hey guys, I always try to bring you the best of the best when it comes to podcasters out there. And you know, I like to bring in special guests, like when we brought in Tommy Chong, just to tell you a little bit about, his life and what was going on. Avery Williamson, the NFL linebacker who played for the Titans for years and played for UK. These people have something special to say, and it might not be paranormal related, but I think it needs to be heard. And that's what we're doing today. I've got the host of the What's Next podcast series, Mario Maitland. He lives right here in Lexington, Kentucky, former UK student. And his podcast is all about positive vibes and bringing you the most positive stories out there. A lot of local athletes and what have you as guests. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at his lineup of guests and I'm pretty envious. I'd like to have a bunch of these people on my show as well. So maybe I have to get Mario try to hook me up with some of these people.
For
Mario, thanks
sure.
for coming on, buddy.
No problem, man. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
So tell me about the What's Next podcast series. And I want to make sure that when people go to look this up, you've got YouTube and you've got it on all the major podcast platforms. You want to look up What's Next podcast series. There's a lot of other things out there that start with What's Next, so it can be a
Man.
little tricky to find. But if you look up What's Next podcast series, it's the only one that pops up. It'll take you to the right place. Mario, I've heard the story on this, but I want you to tell people how you got started on this because I think it's fascinating how the podcast got started.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating as well, man. I always tell the story all the time. Always wanted to kind of make a podcast. I was always been a fan of podcasts, especially during the COVID time. Podcasts kind of had that boost in terms of people making it, especially during the COVID, that COVID time span basically. But yeah, I've always wanted to make it. Went to school not for as a journalist, had nothing to do with podcasting or anything like that. I always tell the story to my friends and family, man. I was actually, in my last semester of college, and your last semester you got all the important classes all already done and all already taken care of. So I'm going through thinking about scheduling my classes for my last semester. My girlfriend, actually, she's the one who actually came to me and was like, "Hey, there's a podcast class. You might want to sign that up," because she knows that I'm a big fan of podcasts. And I'm like, "Podcast class? Don't I guess I can try that out." You know what I'm saying? So, decided to take the podcast class. The final project at the end of the year was to create the podcast, and we did, lots of assignments leading all the way up to that. And now I'm here today. I actually continue that podcast, which I was in school for about a year and a half ago. So, it's been a crazy journey. I've sat down with likes of many of my idols, many people I had no idea that I could be able to sit across from. But yeah, like the whole journey itself, it's been crazy, man. I love what we're kind of doing. We're kind of spreading positivity throughout the community, not only Lexington, but we want to spread throughout the state of Kentucky. So
So let me ask you this, because you bring up an interesting point. I get
right.
asked on a regular basis about starting a podcast. Now, from my end of it, I didn't have anybody to show me. I didn't have any classes. I didn't
Man.
know any podcasters whatsoever. So I've said this 1,000 times. I immediately decided, hey, I want to do this. And I went out and brought all the wrong equipment because I didn't know what I was going to need. And so I learned by trial and error, and then eventually I learned other stuff from podcasters that I became friends with. And it was really for, the first year the show didn't have good sound quality. It got better, but it was horrible in the very beginning.
Yep,
And
that's usually how it
it just was like, man. And then you learn, and then you learn what equipment you need. You learn little tricks on the sound, the software that maybe you're using it where, hey, I didn't realize, for example, it took me 3 years to realize that on our Audacity, which we use to do our editing, that I could go out and take hums and stuff out, background noise that I didn't want. It took me 3 years to realize I could even do that. So, I mean, it's just like, and I could see from my standpoint, that's the advice that I could give is, hey, it's taken me almost 7 years to learn everything that I've learned. Now, you came at it from a whole different direction. So you were learning like probably some marketing standpoints, maybe, and the sound quality. You were learning probably ideas and themes. So you had a different approach at it than what I had. But that doesn't always mean either or is wrong. It just means there's different ways to skin a cat, so to say. So how do you feel about what you learned in a class as far as giving you a leg up?
Yeah, Jerry, I feel like you kind of said, like, basically what you're saying, like, is like experience is the best teacher. Like, you had to learn, you know, through your experience and just getting that experience and, you know, how many years it took you just to learn, you know, the little things like taking out the and, you know, production wise, all the little things. I know for me, like I took the class a little bit different, but I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, even after the class, I still was learning like little things that I had no idea. Like overall picture, I think I take away from it is that like you're always gonna be learning something new. Like one class is it's okay. Like, you get to take a lot in, but at the same time, like, you experiencing it yourself, even today, like, I'm 2 years in now and I'm still learning like the little things like lights and producing and asking the right questions in interviews. So it's like, it's the overall process, man. Like I'm in love with the whole journey, but I would say, like, man, just thinking about the entire process of itself, like learning, like I could learn in a small amount in the class and take it away from that class. But like coming out of it, you know, you think you got it, all the tools, you really don't. Like, experience is going to teach you the best way. But yeah, I still tip my hat off to UK and being able to take that class. It's helped me. But like I said, I feel like experience is the best teacher, because you're going to learn what works for you, you know, if that makes sense.
Let's talk about how you came up with the idea for What's Next podcast series.
Yeah.
What made you choose the topic of positivity? Because that's basically the topic that you chose. You have different athletes on, different musicians, different backgrounds in life that have been successful. What made you choose positivity to spread among everything else?
I feel like in today's society, like, we see it on media all the time. It's like, man, I didn't want to put something out there that was negative. I wanted to put something out that was positive, because that I want to make, you know, not only myself, but younger people, or, you know, people older than me, I want to make them inspired. You know, I feel like I say it all the time, like, one conversation, you hearing a conversation, someone listening to this conversation can get inspired to make their own podcast. You know, that's something positive in itself, man. So it's all about positive. I wanted to create something that was very positive and had an impact. Impact was a real big thing with me. I didn't want to just, you know, make a podcast, you know, that you know, people just come on and just have a conversation and, you know, with your friends or anything. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do something that had an impact, where someone could, you know, a young kid can run across an episode that I put out and be inspired to go like, hey, man, you know, my idol was on What's Next podcast. I kind of want to, you know, I want to see what I can do. You know, I'm inspired by my favorite athlete, by my favorite musician. Now I'm going to, you know, do my thing, because he's doing his thing. And, you know, me being able to, you know, create a platform like that, man, like, that's cool enough in itself, man. I know. Cool.
You've had some pretty big names on, not just locally, but around the country. Let's talk about Ryan Howard. So Ryan Howard was a top pick in the NBA, the WNBA draft, I should say. She was, you know, I think she was just recently listed to the All-Star team, the WNBA All-Star team. And
she's killing it.
she was an All-American at the University of Kentucky, and just a fantastic standout for her 4 years here. How was you able to get Ryan on the show? I mean, it's a fairly new show. That's a big get.
Yeah, Ryan's that's an interesting story, because, you know, me and Ryan, I part of the reason how I got Ryan was because, you know, I was a University of Kentucky women's practice player. So, you know, I practiced with the team, you know, I think my freshman and junior year around that range. And I knew of Ryan then, and, you know, being able to have that relationship with her where I could, you know, put something positive out there and have, you know, someone of her, you know, magnitude come on my podcast just to, you know, talk about her journey. It was cool. It was cool just to have that relationship, you know, with her and look back and be able to say, okay, maybe, you know, I've built a few relationships while I was here at UK. Why not, you know, Ron be a good startup, a good person to have on. So that's kind of the backstory of how I got her. You know, that was a challenge having her on, because that I remember that episode I was having some audio issues, so I wish we could redo it, but you know, hopefully in the future, you know, whenever she's available, I'm sure she'd be down that, you know, we could catch up and put that out there as well. So
let me ask you this. You've had Dominique Hawkins on.
Oh yeah.
Another standout. He's one of these guys that, you know, he doesn't have the biggest stats in UK history, but he's always going to be beloved because he was Mr. Kentucky in the state as far as basketball. And any Kentucky kid that plays on the UK team, you know, can pretty much eat for free anywhere they want in the state for the rest of their life as long as they stick around.
Literally.
Tell me a little bit about Dominique Hawkins.
Man, Dom's a pretty cool dude, and met him through my day job. So you know, I currently right now I'm working for Enterprise, and you know, one day he walked in. So you know, everybody knows Dominique Hawkins when he walked in the building, right? So you know, I decided it was a, you know, good opportunity to introduce myself, let him know what I do on the side. And you know, he's a nice guy. You know, as you know, everybody says, you know, he's always smiling. He's always, you know, has a positive attitude. You know, we had him on. It was really cool. He's one of my favorite episodes. I'm not even gonna lie to you, because we shot the episode over at Madison County in Richmond, Kentucky. Kind of did it on his home floor. You know, he talked a lot about, you know, his journey and what he's doing now, with his training and his camps, and you know, playing a little bit overseas here and there. But yeah, it was a great conversation. And then, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours after, you know, we just talked. Behind the camera, we just talked. Like, he's a guy you can have a conversation with. He'll talk to you about basketball all day. He's a really cool dude.
Well, speaking of Kentucky kids that are beloved in the state, did you have Reed Shepherd on?
I did have Reed Shepherd on. Yeah, I did. He was one of I think he was my fourth episode. I had Reed Shepherd and his teammate, his AU teammate, Mitchell Riley, on for an episode through Zoom. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's definitely gotten a lot of press, especially since the Canada show, or I want to say Canada show, but the showing out that the team did up in Canada. So we're looking forward to seeing what he and all his teammates do in this upcoming year. And you also had the player, the name's drawn a blank to me, the player from Florida.
Colin Castleton. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. How did you manage to get that one? I can understand a lot easier all the local celebrities, but he's more of a national. He played for University of Florida. Didn't have the best senior season that he would have liked, because I know he got injured.
I know, but, man. I know.
How did that come about?
Colin, so me and Colin go all the way back. If you don't know, I'm from Daytona Beach, Florida. He's from the land. We went to the same high school. And you know, we were high school teammates back in Florida. But yeah, you know, we're close. Great friend of mine. I kind of, you know, was in town, Florida, decided, you know, to shoot an episode with him, and it went successful. It was a very successful episode. He showed us around campus, Gators campus, and you know, gave us a nice tour. But yeah, I'm excited for Colin, man. He's been doing great. The episode went well. Hopefully, you know, I know we're in the works of getting another episode done in the future. You know, he's busy right now with the LA Lakers, we're thinking about cooking something up soon. So
I see a trip to LA in your future.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the future hold for the podcast?
You know, I get that question asked a lot. I'm not sure. You know, I right now I'm a radio show host as well. I have two shows, and then I'm about to put out a big show in the fall, which I think a lot of Kentucky fans is gonna like, because it's very Kentucky related. I don't want to spoil it yet, but you know, I'm really excited for that one. But the podcast, I'm gonna keep the podcast going as long as I can, man. Just keep, you know, getting, talented people who want to share their stories as well. And you know, try to, you know, improve each season. I do my podcast by seasons, which is not you know, ordinary. Not a lot of podcasters do that, but you know, I the reason why I do it is to improve, to look back and reflect on my past season, see what I can do better for the next upcoming season. That's where I'm at right now. But in terms of the future, you know, I'm trying to balance three shows right now. I'm doing What's Next podcast, the radio show, and then that big one that's coming out in the fall.
I know the local media has picked up on what you're doing, and done some much deserved articles and some spots on television. That had to be a big thrill when you were able to go on television and talk about the podcast that you started as a school, basically, project.
Yeah, man, huge thrill. And then had no clue that would even be possible, man. But yeah, man, I'm really blessed to be in this situation right now. But you know, I'm not satisfied yet. I think that, you know, our podcast has a long way to go. That's why, you know, I've been working continuously hard on it. But yeah, you know, just being able to you know, get that coverage on TV and get articles written. You know, getting that local support, man, it means so much. It means the world to me, to be honest.
I want to say that the podcast, I think, it's amazing in so many different levels. I think it's well done. I think that it is definitely inspiring to hear story after story of story after people of people who have overcome, people who have made it. You know, and like I said, when you see people that, I think some of these stories have a lot more credibility because of who they are. When you get a Ron Howard, who was an All-American, and you know, playing in the WNBA, and you hear her talk about things, it's like, man, this is somebody at the top level of what they want to achieve, you know. And you start, you know, hearing all these other people, whether they're musicians or athletes or whatever, it just really gives you the hope that, you know what, you know,
you can do it too.
I could do this too. And exactly. I think that's awesome. So I've got this last question for you. How has doing the podcast surprised you? And what I mean by that is, I'm sure people have come up to you and said, you know what, this changed my life in a way because of something I heard on your show, or something you said made a difference in my life. Even without us talking about it, I know this has happened because it happens to us. And that's not even 100% what our focus is on. So I know it happens to you because you've been doing this for 2 years with your focus. What kind of messages have you gotten that might have taken you a little by surprise in the beginning?
Pretty much just the day-to-day, like the day-to-day interactions I have with people, you know, through social media or in person. I had someone message me, it was yesterday, message me, you know, they were coming home and their dad was watching my podcast. Like the person's dad was watching my podcast in the living room. And me just thinking about like just hearing about it, it's just like, man, reading that text, like, wow, like I'm having that impact on not only, you know, young people, but older people too as well. So that's a good feeling. And then for me, it's just like, the way I look at it, the interactions are cool, but from my point of view, like I get to sit across from people like that I had no clue and that I could have no clue of talking to, man. I was last week, I was meeting with Matt Jones and the dude took me out to lunch and how cool was that? Just being able to sit across from Matt Jones. I remember, you know, listening to this guy when I was a student at UK, you know, and how big of a personality he is. So I feel like the just the interactions and the seeing like myself, I've seen the podcast, you know, get appreciated by, you know, people, many people across Lexington and Kentucky itself. Like, man, it's just been amazing, man. It's impacted me because it's like, man, like, I'm doing something here. And maybe I actually have a chance to do bigger and greater things. So it's been a crazy journey, man. It's been crazy.
I want to touch on something before we move on to our last thing here, but you just brought up Matt Jones. Now, the average person listening to this will have no clue who Matt Jones is, but I want to say this, and I've had this conversation with Matt on a couple of different occasions, but you know, Matt Jones is the reason that we do this podcast. He is the inspiration that everything that we do on Hillbilly Horror Stories was designed to match up to what Kentucky Sports Matt Radio Jones. Does. Yeah. So if people don't know, Matt Jones was an attorney, went to Duke Law School, big UK fan, Kentucky fan. And after coming back and practicing law and finishing at the top of his class at Duke Law. So this wouldn't somebody that you know, was just wouldn't cut it as an attorney. But he comes back to Kentucky and after practicing law says, you know what? I think I want to start a UK fan website. He starts the fan website. It was called Kentucky Sports Radio. Now, it was a website. It was not a radio show, but he called it Kentucky Sports Radio because in his head, they were eventually going to have a radio show. And that's how far he was thinking ahead. Eventually, he gets somebody to give him a show. They give him a show at the worst time slot possible on an AM radio show. And they're talking nothing but UK sports. He started the website about 17 years ago. Now we're about 12 years in on the radio show. It's the number one sports show targeted towards one team in the entire country. He now owns Ohio Valley Wrestling. He's part owner with the Louisville mayor, Craig. I can't remember Craig's last name, but he's part owner or half owner with that. They're getting ready to, he has now put Ohio Valley Wrestling into a situation where they have a Netflix series coming out based on them. That'll be out in, I think, first week of September. So, you know, and on top of that, he owns a sports bar and grill called KS Bar and Grill. So this is a man who decided 17 years ago, I'm going to quit law and take a chance on doing this. And he's turned it into a national career. He's got a weekend show on ESPN Radio. He's a regular host fill-in. And on top of that, he wrote a New York Times bestseller book called Mitch Please. And he was going to run for senator at one point in time here in the state of Kentucky against Mitch McConnell. This is a man who has accomplished almost everything that he set out to do, even though he didn't have the experience in doing it. That's a long way of going to saying when you brought him up, that's why I idolize Matt Jones, is because he sets his mind to something and he just goes out and does it.
That does it. Yeah. You said it. It's like just do it. You can have plans, Jerry, but it's all about if you're going to execute those plans. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to be able to do it? You know, I think that's the most important thing that I've learned, at least like interviewing people. Is like, you know, they always have their plans. They always, you know, they always got plans for the future, but they always execute it no matter what they're doing. They're always, you know, consistent with it, and they get it done. Like, just do it. Like, at the end of the day, you know, you'll have stuff that you got about, you know, with me, for instance, you know, I'm about to put out my third show. Gonna be hard with just me, you know, balancing three different shows, but I just want to put it out there and at least get it started. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing, and I let everything fall in line. So
Mario, tell everybody how they can keep up with everything you got going on.
So you can basically follow me on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, which is the new new app out these days. Follow our podcast pages. You know, we have that What's Next podcast. Just search it in TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. We're pretty much on all social media platforms, wherever you can find us. Have great episodes. We post clips, you know, daily. We try to get, you know, content out there daily to make sure, you know, we're getting out there and people are seeing our stuff. So if you want to just follow us, you can listen to our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and then if you want to watch it, you can watch it on YouTube.
That's awesome, brother. It was a blast having you on. I'm so glad you were able to make time today.
Thank you for having me on, man. It's been a pleasure just having this conversation with you, man. I enjoyed it.
Anytime. We'll have to have you on when you drop this big news that you can't tell anybody about.
Man, I can't wait. You might be hearing about it. So,
All right,
all
brother. I appreciate it.
right,
Thank you,
man.
Mario.
No problem, man. Take it easy.
Go listen to the podcast. Leave them a review once you've listened to it. Let him know you heard about it here on Hillbilly Horror Stories. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.